Still working on those RFID tags?
Yes, we are, and we're trying to keep those tags off of everybody, so you won't know who's behind any of those doors unless you open them up.
Well, I hope you continue, Catherine, because they are doing all they can to get people chipped, aren't they?
It's coming at us from every side. I tell you, you know, just this week alone, we've had a couple of big announcements. You know, I've been saying for years, and you know this, and your listeners know this, that I've been warning people, if we go forward with this RFID microchip tracking technology, eventually the government's going to want to use it to track us. And they've said, no, we'd never do that. And guess what? They're starting to say it. We're actually in the state of Washington now. They're now introducing the first, what they're saying may be the Real ID compliant driver's license, and it actually has an RFID chip in it. Now, it's optional so far. You can choose to have one if you want to simplify your crossing over the border into Canada or, you know, across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
But it's starting to look a little bit hairy when you actually see driver's licenses with RFID tags in them.
Now, what's going on with the National ID program?
Well, this is the Real ID Act, and there is huge opposition to this. And for people who aren't familiar with what's happening, this passed a while back as part of a military appropriations bill, and they slipped a little tiny bit of wording in there. Actually, it wasn't so tiny, but it was hard to vote against, saying that all of our driver's licenses would be put under the control of the Department of Homeland Security and standardized, federalized, and centralized. And what that means is essentially, to people who are paying attention, is the creation of a national ID card. And even more worrisome still, the folks at Homeland Security are the very people who have been sending all these contracts towards all of these big RFID pushing companies, and they have come out and said that they think it might be a good idea to put RFID in our driver's licenses. So this, if we allow this to go forward, if we allow our driver's licenses to be federalized under Homeland Security, it gives them the ability to impose whatever requirements they want on there, biometrics, RFID, you name it, they can do it. Now, the good news is that there's huge opposition to this. Already four states have voted to reject it, and that's Arkansas, Idaho, Maine, and Washington. Dozens more, including my home state here of New Hampshire, already have bills in the works to try to try to kill it, and there's talk about overturning it in Congress. So, but we need all the help we can get.
Catherine, in your opinion, what's wrong with a national ID card?
Well, you know, I think the problem here, George, there are multiple problems. Anybody who's concerned about identity theft, the idea of centralizing all of our information to where access to one central point could potentially give you access to all the individual information. You know, you look at the state of California, for example, and they have multiple times had to fire all of their Department of Motor Vehicle employees because they were caught grabbing people's identification right out of the computer system and then selling it to identity thieves. And creating fake licenses for them. Well, the good news for us in New Hampshire is they couldn't get a hold of our information. They couldn't get a hold of information in Arkansas or Florida or anywhere else. But if you set up this centralized database type system where anyone can access that information, it puts us at risk for that. Now that's on the more practical front. But if you look at the liberty issue, you know, the idea of a national ID card really conjures up images of jackbooted thugs saying, you know, your papers, please, where you can't even, you know, cross state lines or even drive down the street in your car without the risk of somebody stopping you and, you know, roughing you up and looking over your papers. So I think that's probably the bigger issue. We're not the kind of a country, George, that wants that sort of federalized control over our movements and our identity. And I think that's probably the biggest concern. And it really strikes a deep chord for a lot of people. And for me, because of the research that I do into RFID and microchips and implants, I start saying, well, now, wait a minute. So we're going to centralize the driver's licenses. Then we're going to put RFID tracking devices in them. And now, wait a minute. So that I could lose my RFID-based driver's license. And if it's really tracking me that you're after, then the next step is going to be an RFID implant. I mean, that's really the end point of this if we don't...
Yeah, it's the implant that really bothers you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I got to tell you, I got to give you a little preview here. We have some huge breaking news on this implant that I think is going to turn the tide and put a big crimp in their implant plants.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm just going to tease you a little bit. I'll give Coast to Coast listeners the first scoop on that when we're ready to reveal it next week. But we've got a big breaking story that's going to...
So you're going to break that on Coast to Coast?
We will break that on... I'll promise you that, George. I'll do it right here on Coast to Coast.
All right, we will do that. And I'm looking forward to it. And are you saying, Catherine, we may be winning the battle of the chips?
Well, we're losing on the government front because we need more people to be aware. You know, how many people hearing this conversation tonight don't even know that there is a real ID Act, or that there are, that those of us down in the trenches working on privacy and civil liberties have been fighting this thing tooth and nail? I'm guessing most people probably don't know. And that's the place where we're not winning, because, you know, I mean, you have the guts and the courage to break these stories, but a lot of the mainstream media out there is just not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, because what the government wants, the government typically tends to get when you're dealing with mainstream media. And they don't want this controversy, you know, brought to the awareness of the public. So we're putting up on our website, and if I could give that out, it's spychips.com. I know many of your listeners are already subscribers to our free newsletter and get all of our press releases. But we're going to put some information up there of where people can go. There's a comment period open to the Department of Homeland Security until May 8th. People can go in there and write, hey, I don't want this real ID. I don't want a national ID. We'll put a couple of links up there of where people can find some instructions on how to file those. And you know who's doing good work on this, George? The ACLU. They've actually put up a web page. They've got a whole section in there on religious opposition to real ID.
There are actually some things they tackle that they do a good job on. There's some other things they do that just make me cringe. For example, when they go after nativity scenes and things like that, let's say City Hall puts a nativity scene in their front, the ACLU's gone after them for that.
Well, I'm with you. I think that's appalling, and that's why I was really pleased when I went. They've got a website up called realnightmare.org, which is instead of real ID, it's realnightmare.org. But up there, they've actually got a whole section about religious opposition, and they talk about how people are concerned that this could be the precursor to the Mark of the Beast. Of course, the good folks at End Time Ministries have been talking about that. I believe been on your program. And, you know, so they've actually, they're really defending, I think, even, you know, the rights of Christians to say, we don't want this national ID card. We don't want these RFID tags and such. And on their realnightmare.org website, they've got a little action center where people can go on, and they've got a map, and people can click up their own state and actually see if the lawmakers in their state are working on this and what they can do to get involved and let them know, hey, you know, pull my state out of this. We don't want to be part of it.
Catherine, how did you get involved in this battle? What happened?
Oh, boy. Well, the real ID battle or the whole thing?
I guess the real ID battle, maybe the whole thing.
Well, you know, I came to this whole issue basically as a Bible believing Christian, and you know, I've got a doctorate from Harvard University. I'm a researcher. I'm an academic, but I'm also a Christian. And you know, at the age of 9 years old, as I've told on this program before, actually at the age of 8 years old, my grandmother warned me that there would be a time when people would not be able to buy or sell unless they had a number or a mark on their right hand or their forehead. And of course, that's the mark of the beast. And at the age of 8, I said, well, you know, that seems pretty far-fetched, but if it ever happens, I'm going to sit down and sit up straight and pull out my Bible and pay attention. And I got to tell you, George, back in 1999, the mobile speed pass, remember the little wave and go? I thought, now, wait a minute, that's paying with a number,
mm-hmm.
and that device could easily wind up on a wristwatch, and the next thing you know, it's going to wind up in an implant. And so I started paying attention.